Welcome to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Bros Podcast, where two bros come on and talk about Disney, theme parks, and all things entertainment, because, well, they don't really have much else better to do. So take Brian Hall, his insane love of Disney, and his ability to do Disney impressions, and mix it up with his best friend Paul, who also loves Disney entertainment. Mix them together, and what have you got? The Bibbidi Bobbidi Bros Podcast. Now here's your hosts, Brian Hull and Paul.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Bros Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Hull, and I'm joined by my best friend and co-host,
Paul Baby.
Paul Baby. I would just normally go with Paul, but I guess today you're Paul Baby. All right.
Paul Baby!
I wanted to jazz it up a little. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Paul. No, not working.
You should jazz it up whenever we get to Jungle Book.
Oh, that'd be good. There we go. I can jazz it up with Louis Prima.
That's right.
I can't do his voice, but...
I can.
I know.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP.
Can you stop showing off for like 2 seconds?
I didn't mean to show off, man.
That was good. Good morning, universe.
I thought you were about to say good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Oh, gosh. Wow, we are really getting off topic and we just started. Wow, we're in a goofy mood today, aren't
we? It's fun.
Absolutely.
There's the bum who lives.
No. So how's everything been going with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, personally?
Yeah, you know, just how's life.
Well, Brian, I'm having a good time so far, and I appreciate being here. Good, I'm glad to hear it.
I felt like I had to join in the ASMR kind of thing you're doing right now.
There is an old school Saturday Night Live skit that, I don't know if you've ever seen it, you probably haven't, but, and these two women were like radio show hosts, and this is how they talked all the time, and it was really funny.
Sounds like half the ASMR videos on YouTube
now. It really
is.
It's really funny.
By the way, have you seen the one where Universal actually got the Grinch to do an ASMR video?
Yes, I did.
It's hysterical.
And it was pretty funny.
Are you going to talk like this? Real quiet. Whisper into the microphone. This is great! I love this! Do you want me to eat something? An onion.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Oh, it was so funny.
Oh, my God.
I loved it so much.
I literally can't.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Sandy is sitting here on my lap. So
and my dog, Chia's on your lap, too.
Yeah, your it's dog's on my lap, Sandy. Too. It's both dogs are on my lap right now. So if you hear,
Sandy
like, dog noises.
Media account.
Well, you can get one for your dog.
Oh, my God. You got, like, 2 followers.
You
I don't
say
have,
that.
I don't have 56,000 followers like you do.
I didn't start with that many.
No, I know. Go ahead.
But anyway, if you hear like noises, like, you know, her collar or something like that, she's laying down and being good for the most part, but she kind of had a little energy, so she might be walking around. So if you hear noises, that's all it is.
And we also have guests. Well, you have guests. So you might hear random noises in the back.
Oh, yeah. My mom came to visit.
So you might hear random randomness. And you know what? It's okay. Real life, people.
Yeah, real life.
It does.
Well, I don't think we'll hear much of that.
Let's get started.
Okay.
I'm really excited to talk about something. I'm really excited. I know you're really excited too, and I want to talk about it.
But we got to do the Disney Fact of the Week first.
Do it.
Disney Fact of the Week with Brian and Paul.
That's me. For those who don't know. I'm Paul.
We only just announced you at the beginning of the podcast, but case they missed the first
just
2 seconds.
Case. You never know. You never know what they missed.
Anywho. So the Disney Fact of the Week this week is going back to some of our classic Fab Five characters within Disney. We're talking Mickey. We're talking Donald. We're talking Goofy. Specifically Goofy. So many people know Goofy as Goofy, but Goofy was not always Goofy's name.
I know this name.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Before we started this podcast...
Douglas?
I told him.
Is it Douglas?
No.
Douglas dog.
No. So before
Dang
the podcast,
it.
I told
Doofus.
Him.
Doofus.
No. Would you let me talk for a second and then you can go back to your guessing.
Go ahead.
So before we started the podcast, I told him that I was going
to
reveal.
Donovan?
No. I told him I was going to reveal Goofy's original name on the Disney Fact of the Week. And he's like, oh, I know it. It's this. No, it's this. No, it's this. I know it.
One
no,
time I
got
said,
right.
What did I say? Dippy Doo?
What? No, you didn't say Dippy Doo. It was like. Doopity da.
Is it Dippy Doo?
No, it's not Dippy Doo.
Oh, you look like it was Dippy Doo. Is it?
It's not Dippy Doo.
I know it. I've heard you say it 50,000 times because that's what you blab out of your mouth half the time. I don't
I just only splat out Goofy's original name. I don't say anything else.
No,
but it's
nothing of interest. Dippity dog.
No, but you're getting warmer.
Dippy dog?
Yeah.
Dippy dog. I knew it. I knew it. Because I said dippity and you went, huh?
You got close and I was just like, oh, you're almost there. But dippity do. I was like, nope. You're mixing Scooby Doo into it now. But no, Dippy dog. Dippy dog was his original name.
I knew that. Are you proud of me?
Well, you didn't know it off the bat. You had to really stretch for it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. Okay. Sorry about that. Jeez Louise.
But yes, Dippy Dog was his original name, and I he didn't have that name for very long. I forget when they changed it, but I want to say, I know he was the...
1956.
Oh, no, it was way before that.
47.
Way before that.
32?
Because I think it was in the late 20s he got his name changed, because he was one of the first characters to come in after Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto. He was one of the first ones after that. And I think his first one was, it was still a black and white cartoon. I forget what it was. Dang it. I got to go back and brush up on that history. But I remember Donald Duck's first episode.
The Walt Disney Family Museum would be very disappointed, right?
I they don't have like a Goofy exhibit over there. So I don't know.
Sorry. When they get one, we'll go.
If they did get a Goofy exhibit, I'd totally go.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
If you're listening, Walt Disney Family Museum, we're asking for a Goofy exhibit.
Honestly, exhibit I'd take an exhibit a. over anybody. I think it'd be awesome.
What?
I'd take an exhibit of like any cartoon.
Do you know what I totally remember from that place, the museum?
But
there was a I forgot where it was, but it was like the screens were everywhere, and it was just the cool. Like they were playing random like animation.
Are you talking about in the room for the 50s?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the coolest room ever. People, you just need to go for that room.
I thought the room that you liked the most was the one that had Disneyland stuff in it.
It was, but I really like that. I like that, like, because that's what I relate to the most.
Yeah.
But I love that 50s room. That was really cool.
Yeah, the
50s
room was really cool. I liked the 40s room the best, but that's just because that's one of my favorite Disney eras. Sure. At least in Walt Disney's history, the 40s were my favorite. So, like, Snow White... Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi.
I hear that, man.
Yeah, right before World War II. That was my favorite.
Brian, can we talk about it?
Yes, we can talk about it.
Do it.
Frozen 2 trailer!
Oh, I'm so excited!
Okay, I think I just blew out the mic and I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter.
So, rip headphone users, I'm sorry. But, yes, this is one of the... normally, I hate waiting till like, the day of to record the COD... The COD cast.
COD past?
I hate waiting till the day of to record the podcast. But this time we had to just because my mom came in and we had other stuff. But it ended up working out really well for us because what dropped this morning? The Frozen 2 trailer.
Frozen 2.
Like, I was at the gym this morning, and, like, I had to take a break before my trainer got there. And I'm just, like, looking through my phone, and then I see that it got released, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
It broke
the I can't watch it until I get home and do a reaction video of it, which I've already shot, and I will get edited and put up before this.
You guys need to watch the video because I was sitting in here when he did it, and it was pretty funny.
Because I was really kind of like flabbergasted the whole time because I'm like, seriously? I have to go do this stuff. I have to really do this, but I've been waiting for like the past 3 hours to go do this.
You don't start your trailer with the ocean and her trying to run across it. Because that just sent so many emotions my way. It looked amazing.
Oh my gosh, guys. This is one of those trailers. Like, you don't know anything about the story. Like, I look at this thing and I have no idea. But they gave me so much at the same time that I'm just like, I have so many questions that I really, really, really want answers to. And I just have a feeling just by looking at this thing, you're going to give me amazing answers. And I really want
them now.
And I don't know if I can wait till November.
I'm so
Disney,
excited.
Call me. Let me know.
Let's make this happen, Disney.
Let's make this happen, Disney.
Let's make this happen, people. As I said on my Instagram, and I'm going to say it here, I have seen Arendelle and Fall. I have seen Sven with friends. And I've seen Anna with a sword.
Anna.
Whatever. I'm woke. I'm woke, girl. I am all types of woke.
Yeah, just like the whole thing about it looked like Elsa was trying to like run on the ocean and like trying to get
using
past a wave.
What is that?
I'm sitting there going, this looks like Moana and Frozen had a baby. It's are we trying to go out to save the heart of Tafiti, but with Elsa? Seriously enough, I'd be into that.
And then the random floating crystally looking things.
That with Anna? What? And you're just like, what the heck?
And then Anna's hair is so different. I love it. It's so pretty.
Oh my gosh. We got to see Olaf for a second, just a little bit, but we got to see him.
What was that?
What was the fire?
The fire and the ice and the people and the Olaf?
I don't know, but it looked awesome. I'm
very confused right now.
I'm very confused too, but every second of this, it's just the second it started, I'm like, okay, the hype has begun.
Oh,
it wins. And the hype kept getting higher, and the hype kept getting higher, and the hype getting higher. By the end, I'm just like, I am now the conductor of the hype train.
All aboard.
Let's do this thing.
I'm telling you right now, the end when Anna takes the sword, I thought I was going to pee my pants.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what are you attacking?
I need to know. Oh my gosh.
People.
It's just really refreshing to see a trailer like this after the Aladdin trailer we got, which was very lackluster.
It was very scary to me.
It was very lackluster. And then on top of that, the Toy Story 4 trailer we got with the spork. We still don't get what the spork's about.
The spork was a little ridiculous, but it honestly made up for it with Keenan and
Key and Peele.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Key and Peele, they were
made up for it.
They definitely helped. But at the same time, it was nice to see a trailer from Disney that I'm just like, I am 100% hyped for this.
I'm really excited.
I want this, and I want this now, and I can't. This needs to get here faster.
I can't wait. I am so excited to see it.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. So, in addition to the movie news with Frozen 2 trailer dropping, you have some more Disneyland news.
I got some Puck news, girl. Puck news.
What news?
Puck news.
Pocket news?
Park news.
Oh, park news.
I got some park news, girl.
I heard pocket news. I'm like, so did you get a new pocket or something?
I got pocket news. It's now my left pocket, and it's...
What's the difference between...
Embroidered. I have no idea. Anyway, some park news for y'all, all your park nerds out there. Brian, can you give me a drum roll, please?
A drum roll? Yeah. Okay. What am I drum rolling for?
And now a trumpet call, like you to do. Thank you. Thank you very much. I am here. On February 23rd.
February 23rd, all right. I'm with you so far.
In California Adventure.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The World of Color.
What?
It's coming back.
What? I'm sorry, Rift headphone users, again.
To the stage.
Oh my god.
And it is coming back flashier and better.
How long has World of Color been gone for?
Months.
It feels like it's been a year.
Yeah, it might have been. I actually forgot when it shut down because I forgot it existed.
It's been a while. Because even right now, Fantasmic's down too because they're redoing it.
They're refurbing.
The only thing going on is that Mickey DJ party for Mickey Get Your Ears On Celebration.
Mickey's Mix Magic.
I still haven't seen it yet.
I know. We need to see it.
We need to see it.
But it is coming back. It is returning to its full glory.
Oh my gosh.
And I cannot wait to go see it again.
Why did they take it away for so long? Was it just a refurb?
Like, really massive overhaul.
Well, they better change it like they did Fantasmic and give us a new show.
There were rumors. I'm not sure if they are, though. I'll be honest. Because there's not much. There was one rumor back before, they're going to remake a new show and do a refurbishment. And I'm not seeing those rumors anymore. So I don't know where that went.
Okay.
It kind of disappeared. Number two. There's a number two, Brian.
All right. Oh, number two.
Brian Hall. The number due in park news.
Due?
Due.
What's due?
Well.
I know it's two, but what language is that?
Italian.
Oh.
Un, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette, otto.
You say this like I'm supposed to know.
Die.
I didn't talk Italian in high school.
You didn't talk Italian? I didn't talk no Italian in high school.
I said take.
Oh, I thought you said talk.
No, take the class.
I'm like, what kind of stuff?
We didn't have. Your only options in my school were French or Spanish, and I took French.
I thought you took Italian diction.
I took Italian diction, but they didn't teach me, vocabulary.
Oh.
They're just like, here's how you pronounce this word. What does it mean? I don't know. But here's how you say it.
What does it mean? I don't know.
But now you know how to say it and sound like a real Italian.
That's cool. Well, that's nice to know.
Well, I mean, that's what I needed for my degree was I had to sing in Italian, and then I would just go look up the English translation later so I knew what I was saying.
You actually didn't really know what you were saying in the beginning?
Like, the first time you look at it, you're just saying the words. Just like, I know how to read that. How I always get confused with funny. The I and the E and the CH and all that jazz, but, you know. Yeah. It's hard.
In the beginning. I know.
It's confusing.
It's very confusing. So number two for Disney Park News. I'm very excited about this one. You can start getting your tickets, I think, February. I can't say that word. 21st.
February 21st.
February 21st. I sounded like Kermit the Frog.
February 21st. Hey,
anyway, start getting your tickets for Disney Night After Dark.
It's Marvel Night. We're gonna see Thor and Spider-Man and Spider-Ham. No, that's just Miss Piggy.
Oh, that's a good one. It is Marvel Night, but they're not calling it that.
No, that's calling it a superheroes assemble.
Heroes assemble.
Heroes assemble.
It is April 30th and then May 1st. So guys, go, because it's gonna be all types of special events, photo opportunities, experiences, all the fun with the heroes out. I would totally go. I think me and Brian are going to experience it because we're going to 90s. Are you really? Bum, bum, bum. Alrighty. Anyway.
I'm done.
That was actually pretty good. I felt pretty cool doing it. So anyway, we're going to be going to 90s night, which is an After Dark event. So
heck yeah.
We might see you guys there. And then the Heroes thing we're thinking about attending too, just so we can get some things in for Heroes and superheroes.
Yeah, because I realize I haven't done any meet and greets with the Marvel characters to do impressions.
You really haven't.
No, I haven't. That's because I really want to go through and really work on some of their voices more, and I'm planning on doing an Avengers impression video with Endgame and or Captain Marvel.
Ooh, Endgame. I'm excited.
So another good thing about listening to the podcast, I'll let y'all in on some of the secrets going on behind the scenes with the YouTube channel too.
Yeah, you don't know what's gonna happen. But on the podcast we know what's gonna happen. But bamsies. Anyway,
you know what else is gonna happen? I'm gonna remake Let It Go.
Like the movie?
No, my version.
Doesn't everyone already know that?
Well, yeah. No, I only mentioned it in the Bancroft Brothers podcast.
Oh, so this is like a thing.
I'm doing it. You think I'm kidding?
Okay, you know what? Honestly, you have to say it a little more, like, you have to build up to it, because that sucked. Okay. I have no feeling about it.
You'll never believe what.
No, it's over now.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone knows building up to it's not going to do anything.
Yeah, well, I'm remaking my Let It Go because everyone keeps asking, well, if you don't like the original version so much, your performance, why don't you do it again? And I've thought about it, and everyone wanted to hear Donald. So Donald's going to be in it, and I'm going to make everything better.
It's going to actually be called Frozen 2.0.
I thought about calling it Disney and Pixar Sings Let It Go 2.0.
You should totally do that.
Yeah, so that's not a rumor. That's not something I'm just joking about. No, it will happen. So, and I'm going to aim for it to go up on the fifth anniversary of that video. But we're actually going to be out of town that day, but I'm going to see if I can still make it work.
We are?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, yes, that is what's going on. I'm very excited to hear about Frozen 2.0, and I'm probably not going to see it until it's ready because... No, I am. I'm probably going
to
be involved.
I was about to say, it's just like, how many times have you seen me do Let It Go in person?
It was pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty impressed.
Because you've had to help me out on a lot of events where I go places.
I like it. I like helping. All right, so there is one more thing that I want to talk about. And actually, I will be going to this with my wife and my daughter, which I'm really excited about.
Ooh.
I know. So at the Disney Grand California Hotel, there is a restaurant there called the Napa Rose, which is a very nice restaurant. If you ever go there, please go. Take your significant other. It's amazing. But they're having a kids thing. And I'm super excited. Yeah. It's going to call Disney Princess Adventures. So they're bringing all the princesses to Napa Rose for a brunch.
So all of them?
Every single one.
Like all the ones we saw in that right scene in Wreck-It Ralph.
Every one of them.
All right.
That's what they said. They said I may have to go with Aurora, you. Snow White, Rapunzel, my gosh, Ariel, Tiana, they're all going to be there.
Snow White,
Cinderella,
Belle,
they're all there. And the whole point of it is to empower young prince and princesses to explore who they really are and to empower and encourage them to take that on and be themselves.
All right.
I think that's really cool. So I think they're going to tell stories about themselves, kind of incorporating those encouragement messages. And then they're going to have photo opportunities. And then you guys have a 3-course brunch, which is really cool.
So kids having a 3-course brunch. Yeah. So I guess you start with the cheese stick, and then you go on to the PB&J. And
no,
then
you should read what you're having.
Really?
It's fancy. But the thing is, it's geared towards both kids and adults. More kids, but adults have the really good food as well. The only thing is, it's a little pricey.
I believe it.
It's $125 per person, regardless of age.
Holy pooper scooper!
Yeah, it's expensive. And
you're taking your whole family to this?
I want to take my daughter.
I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think that's great that you want to take your daughter. I'm just saying, well,
saving money. It's not like I have $125 per person sitting in my bank account right now. So I'm doing that, but I'm really excited. So I want to actually thank David, our friend David, because he sent me an email about it because I had no clue. I didn't know clue this thing.
Way
so thank
go,
you, David. Appreciate that. So guys, if you want to go, you can start getting your tickets today. It sells out very quick. But go over to the Disney Parks website, type in the Napa Rose Princess Adventures, and boom, you got yourself a brunch date. So go ahead and do that if you live in California or Anaheim or surrounding areas, and have a great time with their highnesses.
So yes, and now it's time for the Queen of Hearts.
Do it.
And the king.
Yay!
That makes me so happy.
He's my favorite character. He really is.
So with that transition, yes, we're going into the Disney movie of the weekend. This movie of the week is Alice in Wonderland. Wonderland.
If you guys couldn't tell, that was me singing, and now I'm continue singing as I'm talking. I'm very good at it. But you get the gist.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite Disney movies.
I feel like this era of Disney is like one of your favorites.
I love it.
It's like the first five films for me, but now this is to you.
Yes.
Because I know like the next one, Peter Pan, you're in love with.
You
can't tell me how much you love Peter Pan.
I love it. I'm not in love with it. You know what movie I'm really in love with? And we haven't gotten to yet.
Princess and the Frog.
Yes. I love that movie.
I do too. It's a great one.
It's such a good movie.
Anyway, we're on Alice in Wonderland now.
Alice is a good movie.
Yeah.
I do love it. The ride is amazing at Disneyland.
It is fun. I do enjoy the ride.
I have to say, my favorite character throughout that entire movie, there's two of them.
Let me guess. Mad Hatter March Hare.
Yes.
I'm not surprised.
No. Not the March Hare.
Oh, wait.
Stop
no, the king.
It. No. Brian. Are you serious? You don't know who my favorite characters are?
I said the king!
The king is a favorite, not my top two.
Oh, gosh. Cheshire Cat?
Yes! What is wrong with you?
There's a lot of things wrong with me. But we're all a little mad here.
I love the Cheshire Cat. It reminds me of my patients.
I'm so sorry.
It just reminds me of them.
You may have noticed that I'm not all there myself.
Okay, that was a joke. But it totally, Cheshire Cat reminds me of me. Because I'm kind of mad in my own weird way. I'm crazy. Like, I'm out there, bro.
I got you. I feel the same way about the Mad Hatter, specifically.
He reminds me of you.
No, Mad reminds me of me.
Oh. I wouldn't say Mad Hatter, you're Mad Hatter.
Well, it's like, out of all the characters, I relate more to the Mad Hatter, because he's the least mad out of all of them, I feel he's just silly.
You know what's really funny? Yes, he is totally silly. Totally agree with you. He's a little... There are words to describe him in the psychological field.
Any good one?
No.
Oh, I bet I couldn't even pronounce half of them.
Do you remember when he did the impression video Disneyland 2 the Mad Hatter?
Yes.
He didn't freak out, but you could tell he was like, dang, that's good.
I haven't told you this. I actually got to meet his friend.
Oh.
Who was with him that day.
What?
Yeah, when I was at Disneyland about a month or so ago, I was hanging out with the Hayes family vlog.
Yeah.
And we were dropping something off at their hotel room. And as we're getting off the elevator, it turns out that the friend of, for those guys, you have to use the term friend here. For those guys who know what I'm talking about, if you know if someone is friends with a character at Disneyland, that usually means that they're the ones who are bringing the character to life, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get the Disney drift there.
It's Disney lingo.
Disney lingo. Yes, Disney lingo. But anyway, he stopped me and he was just like, hey, I just wanted to say that I was friends with him that day and I will never forget that day. It was so much fun.
Are you serious?
And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
He played it really well.
And then he did the voice as he walked away and I was like, yep. We both did.
He did really well.
Oh, like,
he was a good.
He was really nice.
He's good.
And I was, yeah, and I thought that was really sweet that he went out to say that. And I was that's just like, really cool. If you're listening, dude, you're awesome. You're awesome.
I was the guy filming it.
You were filming that day.
I mean nothing.
But I never got to tell this story.
Do you see what I mean?
No.
He just continued on like I don't exist.
I acknowledge that. I said, yes, you were filming that day.
Never mind. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. It's a joke.
I'm sorry. I love you, buddy.
Annie, I love you too, friend.
Yeah. Oh, and I haven't told this story either. So a lot of people have asked kind of where the inspiration for Disneyland impressions came from. And that actually came from the Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there was an interaction I had with him before I started doing this. And this is all related to Alice in Wonderland. So that's why I'm putting it in this because it's totally applicable. Totally applicable.
It is totally applicable.
So I was with I was working at the Disney store at the time. And I was going with a couple of my coworkers to Disneyland. And we were just walking through. We were going through that part where Fantasyland connects to the hub, not through the castle, but kind of that little side section near the Matterhorn. And as we're walking, just the Mad Hatter just gets right in front of us and starts walking over because he's got to get to a show over at the Coke Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends was like, Brian, do the Mad Hatter to him. I was like, okay. So I started doing studying the voice for a second. So I like called out to him just like, oh my goodness, that's the Mad Hatter. And he like turned around and got excited and he's just like, oh my goodness, you sound like me. And it kind of had like that whole little bit you saw in the video.
That's funny.
But as we started having a conversation, to this day, this is one of my favorite interactions and I never got it on camera because it was so funny. But we started talking and he was just like, do you like riddles? And I was like, oh yes, I love riddles. So he was like, great, tell me one. And I'm like, oh God, you're putting me on the spot like this. So I thought I'd be sneaky. So I went into the film and pulled out the one he said, the whole,
oh.
Why is a raven like a writing desk? And that set him off.
What happened?
He just said, oh, you had to bring up that one. You had to bring up that one. Out of every riddle, you could have said it was that one. Okay, look. I have to make something very, very clear to you up front. For the record, there was a deleted scene from that movie where I answer how a raven is like a writing desk. And I'm going to tell you right now, are you ready for it? I don't think you're ready for the answer. The answer is Edgar Allan Poe, because he wrote The Raven on a writing desk. And I was like, that was actually pretty clever.
What I like, though, is that he actually knew this history. Like,
he actually knew,
like,
the history.
Oh, let me tell you.
And then he kept going. And he was just like, there were so many other things that got cut from this movie. And Alice just acted like none of them happened. But I'm like, no, a lot of them had to deal with me. There was this whole bit where I told Alice that I was her father at one point. But I guess we dropped that subplot and sold it to some dude named George Lucas. I don't think he ever did anything with it. But anywho... I'm just sitting over there busting a gut. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is hysterical. But wait, I just realized what you said earlier. Did you think that the deleted scene was a real fact?
Yeah.
No, he made it up.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Okay, I totally thought it was a real fact.
No, he made it up. He made all this up.
Oh, wow. That's a good actor, man.
I know. That's why it's my favorite. It's just he played off me and we came up with some great stuff and I'm like, this was hysterical. I wish we got this on camera, which is then what inspired the series.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that was just my little tidbit with the Mad Hatter, but yeah, back to the movie itself. This one was an interesting one, you know. I remember growing up watching this one, and I never quite got it as a kid. I get it as an adult, but as a kid, I'm just like, I guess I didn't understand episodic films yet.
Episodic films. I don't even know what that word means.
Episodic is where it's like pretty much the entire movie are like mini movies all put into one cohesive storyline. So it's like you go to the Mad Hatter for a little bit and then you go away and you never mention the Mad Hatter again. Then you go see the Cheshire Cat for a second and then you go away and do something else.
Episodic movie. But it had one cohesive theme.
It was a cohesive theme, but within that, you're not with the same characters throughout the entire time. You go see some characters and then go away. You see some new characters that go away.
That is
Although,
true.
the Cheshire Cat pops in a couple more times, and you do see everybody at the very, very end.
The Red Queen was consistently mentioned.
She was consistently mentioned, but, well, I guess I can't say too much about episodic films because, you could technically say Jungle Book is one too, and that was always one of my favorites, but I don't know, like The Good Dinosaur is a great example of a episodic film.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You go see the pet collector dude, and then he's gone. You never mention him again.
Right.
Then you get to the T-Rexes, then they're gone. You never mention them again.
Yeah.
The only consistent thing is Arlo and Spot, and then everything else is kind of just...
I think I kind of look in movies for, you know, if it's episodic, which I know what that means now... That's fine. That's great. That's dandy. But as long as it has a cohesive theme, like, that
makes
sense.
Yeah. I mean, that should be any episodic
film. I've
seen
movies that did not have a cohesive theme, and I'm like, how did this even get made?
I would say that for movies like B-Movie, where it's like they have so many different ideas that they want to throw out there, they never follow any of them out through the end. It's like, at one point, oh, we're going to go talk about how environmental stuff with bees happen. And then all of a sudden we're going to completely drop that for, hey, this bee is now in love with a lady. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to drop that one now. Okay, now the whole world's flowers are gone. Okay, we're going to drop that one now. And none of them came to a solid conclusion except for that last one. And you're like, so what was all this stuff?
And that's Alice in Wonderland to me was very cohesive. Like you said, what I really like about Alice in Wonderland...
Well, I mean, I would actually argue that it's not cohesive, but the point of it is to not be cohesive.
No, because it's supposed to be odd. It's supposed to be weird out there.
Yeah, it's like...
But it still made sense.
It made sense within its nonsensicalness.
Yes, that is
and
true.
And that's what I appreciate now as an adult. I didn't understand that as a kid, but as an adult, I now understand that and appreciate it.
Which I liked. I have to say, and I always, for movies to me, I always look at the scenery. I don't know why. I'm big on that.
You're really big into eye candy. I really am. You don't care much about story or emotion or development. It is just eye candy.
If the acting is even moderately good, I'll be into it if the scenery is captivating. If it's not captivating to me, I'm just like, why am I watching this? It's boring me. Because as someone with like ADHD... I focus on 1,000,005 things at once. Huh. So it's hard for me to stay focused if I can't focus on one thing.
So now I see why this is one of your favorites, because it gave you a lot
of new. Oh my God.
New.
There was like nothing I couldn't focus on. Like if I went to and moved my focus to something else, I could literally watch it for 30 minutes. If I moved my focus to something else, I could watch it for another 20 minutes. Like, I always captivated me. That's what I look for in a movie.
Which is probably why I had a harder time with it, because I look for a solid emotional moment.
And there's very little of that in this. You won't find that in Alice in Wonderland.
You only get one emotional moment, and that's when she has her breakdown in the middle of the Tolkien wood. And honestly, I'm sitting there going, I'm not really feeling a whole lot for you, because I feel like you kind of brought most of this on yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're
like, she kind of did.
I give myself very good advice, but I don't ever follow it. I'm like, well, that's your problem.
That is kind of your problem.
But it's not like in Dumbo where I will shed a tear every single time because of him and his mom, or Lion King with Simba and Mufasa.
Well, they had emotional stories.
They did. And emotional stories are what I grip onto more, which is kind of weird how Jungle Book made it in my top three, because it's not really that emotional.
Not emotional, but it's just a good film.
I mean, it is emotional in the fact that the friendship between Baloo and Mowgli is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
So I go from that angle.
Yeah, you could.
Because I love that relationship.
And that's why I like it. Because I can focus on it. Makes sense?
That is really... I like... that's interesting. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But that really makes
more,
a lot of sense.
Why do you... Think about why I like Princess and the Frog so much. There's so much there.
There is a lot there.
I could... Even
I heard somebody once describe it as... Loophole the movie, because every 2 seconds they're like changing something in the story and like really bringing things around.
There's so much there. I loved that movie. Didn't you meet the person who
did a duet? Did I meet the person who did what?
Didn't that Deja guy do something on
Andreas Deja?
Yeah.
He did Mama Ode and Juju.
Oh, he's so good. Anyway,
Juju!
I love it. I just love that whole movie. Anyway, so Alice in Wonderland, it is one of my favorites. I have to say the reason like I like it so much is because it's so colorful, it's so vibrant, and such
There's so much to it.
And there, you see a bunch of artwork from Mary Blair, which is just gorgeous. I love
Mary Blair. Yes,
if you guys don't know Mary Blair's artwork, just go look it up.
Just
you
go on the Small later. World.
Or go Small World. That's basically all of her designs. That's
all you need to do, and it's all Mary Blair all the time. There are pictures of her, like putting the characters together on the Small World and dressing them, and like all her storyboards, and I'm like, oh my god, that is so... Her artwork is phenomenal.
It is.
I love her artwork.
If you don't know who she is, just go look us up.
You need.
Look
have up, you ever read her story?
No.
Oh my god, it's interesting. She did not start out as the famous Mary Blair.
I believe
obviously,
it.
But the way she was treated in the Disney company in the beginning.
Well, I mean, she was a woman in animation.
Exactly.
In like 1920s so you know or 30s.
Yeah. So there was a reason. Well, not the 20s and 30s. She was in the late 50s, 60s.
Well, this was in early 50s. So she had to have been working at the company
She was working at the company for a while until then she became, like, Mary Blair.
Well, yeah, because just in that time, women were regarded to only the ink and paint department and nowhere else.
Did you ever read that letter that I showed you? What I think letter? I showed you a letter that you guys have to look up. There is a letter that was written, it wasn't by Walt Disney, it's from HR in the time. Now, mind you, guys, this was back in the 50s, and you can't get mad at somebody.
It was the 40s.
No, this was in the 50s the letter was written.
The 50s?
Not about Mary Blair.
Because I was about to say, the whole... Does it involve the strike? Because that was in the 40s.
No. Oh. It had nothing to do with it. But this person, a woman, wrote into HR's Walt Disney's HR saying, I want a job in animation. And they wrote back saying, that is only for men. I'm so sorry, but you can apply in the ink and paint department if you want. That's where all the women go. And I'm like, oh! But that was the time frame.
Time.
That was the time frame. It was like, a different time. That was the era, and that's how it was, it's and not, it's totally stupid.
I'm not saying it was not right, like that anymore. I'm just saying it was the time.
No, and you know what? It's not like that anymore. Our good friend Kira, she was a head of animation for Wreck-It Ralph 2. Mm-hmm. She did supervising stuff for Anna, like Elsa. Elsa.
Well, I don't remember if she was supervising for Elsa. I know she was supervising for Judy Hopps on Zootopia. So,
like, it has completely changed. But the point is that it was funny to see, like, oh my gosh, how times have completely changed.
Yes.
Crazy. Anyway, Alice in Wonderland, absolutely love it. It is one of my favorite Disney movies. Vibrant, rich, fun.
And although it's not my favorite, there is a lot to love here, and the animation itself is just gorgeous. And of course, that voice acting, though. Hey. Edwin as the Mad Hatter. Oh, that voice Sterling acting. Holloway as Cheshire Cat.
They got like a legendary voice cast there.
And by the way, if you guys just want something that'll make your day, go watch Edwin recording the lines for Mad Hatter. It is hysterical because he wanted to get into character, so he's literally dressed up as the Mad Hatter at the table, reenacting half the stuff you hear. So in the movie, if you're watching, you'll hear like knives and sound effects and stuff. Most of that was Edwin filming it, and they just happened to pick it up as he's doing the vocal performance.
I love that.
It is so charming. Just seeing his face when he's like, yeah, it's the mustard. Mustard? Don't be absurd. Lemon, that's it's so charming. Just go watch it and thank me later.
Thank me later.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Brian. So good. Yes.
What was Alice's last name?
Alice? Alice's last name. They never said it.
Oh.
Are you talking like Tim Burton? Because I know she has the last name of the Tim Burton one, but I don't watch that one.
In the real book. In like the Lewis Carroll in the real book. She has a last name.
I don't know anything about the original book. If it's not in the Disney movie, I don't know.
It's Kingsley.
Kingsley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Alice Kingsley.
Oh, I think that wasn't a Tim Burton
one. It was.
Oh, okay.
That's her real name in the Lewis Carroll book.
Okay. See, I've never read the book. I probably won't. I'm in it for the Disney aspect. I know all the hardcore Alice in Wonderland like book fans are going to be like, Brian, how could you say that? I'm like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know anything outside of the Disney.
It's fine. Anyway, it is getting a little loud in this house because we have so many wonderful, lovely guests staying here. So we're going to end this pretty soon.
Yes, indeedy.
Any things that we need to talk about, Brian? We have some pretty fun, adventurous things coming up.
We do.
We do. Very fun. We're going to be announcing them soon. Not now, but stay tuned. Pretty fun, adventurous. You'll like it. I think you'll like it.
Gee.
I think you'll like it a lot.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, so don't forget to follow us on our social media. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at DisneyNerd2319, and Brian is on Instagram and Twitter at Brian Hall's Voice. Do not forget to follow us.
Our Twitter, Bippity Bee Bros.
I always forget that.
You do. I was waiting for it. I'm like, he's going to forget it. At Bippity
Bee Bros. Also, guys, if you follow us, I'll give you a cookie.
Seriously?
No.
But say, how are you going to ship that many cookies?
I'm not. But if you do, I'll totally give you a virtual cookie.
A virtual cookie. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Don't forget to share our podcast. Spread the love.
All right. Hope you guys have a magical day. And we will talk to you again next week whenever we talk about Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yes, indeedy. All right. See y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.